When Longwarri sawmills came to their demise, an astute W.H. Collins managed to survive through the bank collapse when he brought this business out, because he had a firm direction that goes without doubt. Collins laid a tram line to Labatouche for the mills he brought, to the kids' site and McDonald's for timber that he sought. But a new direction was in order, with a Mowi interest hold, so his mill near Ryson's Creek, through an auctioneer, was sold. Come on, everybody, please step up this way. Henry Hansen and Company is your auctioneer today. So when you make your bid, make it clear and loud. Collins had a dummy bidder standing in the crowd. Tom Maisie was the dummy bidder who kept pushing up the price. But the bids against him fell away, going once, going twice. And so the mill was knocked down upon the auction floor to the dummy bidder for £1,000 plus 20 more. Tom Maisie was furious that he'd brought into this mess, while Collins stood there grinning and couldn't care a less. For the mill stood where the timber had long passed its peak, so the son of Tom, who managed, moved the mill to Sardine Creek. But with low prices and high wages, horses and litigation, within a year, Tom's sick and tired of this situation. So Freeman brought the mill, but not the way Tom did, who still cursed that day when he made the dummy bid. Come on, everybody, please step up this way. Henry Hansen and Company is your auctioneer today. So when you make your bid, make it clear and loud. Collins had a dummy bidder standing in the crowd. Lindsay Lawrie, 2005.